Daesh has confirmed the killing of its second-in-command and so-called Minister of War, Abu Umar al-Shishani, in the district of Shirqat, some 17 miles from Mosul in Nineveh province. Shishani was reportedly leading the terrorist group's military operations with aims of blocking the Iraqi forces' advance into Mosul, the Takfiri's final bastion in Iraq.
Daesh has lost its elite commanders in Iraq and Syria and has lost its most important bases, the most recent of which was Fallujah here in Iraq and Palmyra in neighboring Syria as well. I think it's evident by now that the so-called caliphate has fallen and the remaining militants will try to function separately and independently as dormant and underground cells.
Shishani's real name was Tarkhan Batirashvili, a Georgian Chechen terrorist commander with a $5 million U.S. bounty on his head. Washington had previously claimed that it took out Shishani in Syria back in March, but backtracked when Daesh announced he survived his injuries. The confirmation of Shishani's death by Daesh comes against the backdrop of a series of major losses the Takfiri group has suffered in recent weeks in Iraq.
From a military perspective, Daesh has collapsed, and now we are witnessing a change of heart and rhetoric by Turkey and some Persian Gulf Arab states regarding Daesh and diplomatic ties with Syria. The only state that is still stubbornly holding its ground is Saudi Arabia.
Meanwhile, the Iraqi forces supported by volunteer troops are closing in on Daesh's only stronghold of Mosul. They have already liberated Al-Qayyara airbase. According to Iraqi officials, the killing of senior commanders is a significant blow to Daesh, which falls in line with the string of defeats the Takfiris have been hit with in recent months. They assert the Takfiris' reach in the country has shrunk to less than 10% of what they had occupied in the wake of their advance into areas in north and west of Iraq back in summer of 2014. Atafa Mapress TV, Baghdad.